Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Time for God. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, we find these words, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." I recall two incidents in my memory of those that were faced with a decision. I had been attending a conference in Southern California. I was walking across the campus of a state, well-known state university. And as I approached a group of men, I saw that one of them was a well-known football coach that, if I mentioned his name, I'm sure most of you would recognize who it was. And as I heard them making the conversation, the comment was made, "What are they having here on the campus?" And someone said, "Oh, they're having a seminar. It's a religious seminar." And the coach made a comment that it hurt that he would make such a comment so flippantly. And he said, "I just don't have time for God today." I thought, oh, how sad to even think of making a comment of that nature. He blew it off as though it was nothing to him, and perhaps it was not anything to him. Against that particular memory that I have in my mind was another event that kind of transposed itself upon my thinking. I was at a hotel. I had been traveling on a business trip and was tired and was on my way to the room. And as I passed a meeting room, I saw that they were having some type of event. And I asked one of the hotel staff what it was, and he said it was a religious retreat. And he said, "You might be interested. There's a well-known professional football player that's going to be the speaker." And I asked whoever was in charge if I could slip in, and he said, "Oh, you're certainly welcome." That professional football player gave a comment that stood out in bold contrast to what the college football coach had said. He said, "You know, all my life I was searching for something. When I was in high school, I thought if I could make the team, I would feel satisfied." He said, "I went out for football, I made the team, and I was not satisfied." And then I thought, you know, if I could make a college team, I would feel satisfied. He said, "When I went to college, I tried out for football. I made the team. I was not satisfied." I thought then, if I could make the All-American team, I would be satisfied. He said, "I was named an All-American football player, but I wasn't satisfied." I thought, you know, if I could make it in the big leagues, if I could be drafted on a professional football team, I would feel satisfied. He said, I was selected. I was made a starting member of a well-known professional football team, but I wasn't satisfied. And then I thought, if I could make the Pro Bowl, I would be satisfied. But I wasn't. He said, by this time I should have realized that there was something more than the accomplishments of this world. Someone introduced me to Jesus Christ. I prayed, opened my heart, received him as my Savior and Lord. And he said, guess what? I was satisfied. I had received what I had been seeking for all my life. As I thought about the two conversations, one did not have time for God. That man has gone to be with the Lord now. I don't think he, as far as I know, he did not receive the Lord as his personal Savior. When he went into eternity and faced the Lord, he was lost if he had not prayed to receive Jesus as his personal Savior. That professional football player eventually died. He went to be with the Lord. I'm convinced that since he had made time for God, he had eternity with God. You know, those around us have the decision that need to be made. Some of them are blowing off that decision, thinking they just don't have time for God. But you know, time's running out. There might not be very much time left for them. Before it's too late, speak to someone that you know that has been putting off that decision that should be made. Encourage them to make the right decision, a decision to go with God, to make him their personal Savior and Lord. For it's only in doing so that they will have time with God for all eternity. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you have given us that privilege of becoming your children, part of the family of God. I pray, Lord, that as those who we come in contact with might see the Jesus in us, that they would have a desire to be like the one who gave himself for them. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.